History tells us that many Americans, whether black or white, shared similar experiences in early America. Some of that history has been uncovered right in our own backyard through the Hampton National Historic Site in Towson, the recipient of a Maryland Humanities Council grant for public programming. Anokwale Anunsesimfo, historian of the African diaspora in America and national park ranger at Hampton, tells us more about Hampton's history of forced servitude.
There is only one race, the human race. We now know that the notion of different races was contrived by a few to oppress many. Scientists have proven that humankind began on the continent of Africa. There are more genetic differences on the continent of Africa than anywhere else on Earth. Nearly 3,000 languages and dialects are spoken on the continent of Africa. Our appearance is based upon where our ancestors migrated. Dark skin, kinky, tightly curled hair provides protection from the damaging rays of the sun. Wide noses absorb humidity and heat efficiently, while a small, pointy nose is necessary to breathe in cold, thin, dry mountain air. Light skin and eyes and ample body hair are a result of adapting to cold temperatures and indirect sunlight. Our DNA is what makes us who we are, not our appearance. An African-American can have more genetically in common with an Anglo-Saxon than another African-American. Most Americans, whether white or black, shared similar experiences in early America. Slavery should not be synonymous with people of African descent. There were various forms of forced servitude in America, and people of various ethnic groups were subjected to it. Hampton is the story of people. Enslaved African Americans, European indentured servants, industrial and agricultural workers, and owners. It is also the story of the economic and moral changes that made this kind of life obsolete. At Hampton National Historic Site, we are able to give visitors firsthand accounts of forced servitude of various groups of people. On the original Hampton estate between the years of 1750 and 1800, there were approximately 300 European indentured servants from England, Ireland, and Germany. The Ridgelys of Hampton, who owned the Hampton estate during that period, did have paid laborers over time, but their primary workforce for more than 200 years was comprised of forced servitude from convict labor, prisoners of war, European indentured servants, and enslaved African Americans. One family member wrote that they treated the European indentured servant the same as the enslaved African American. Regularly at Hampton National Historic Site, we have programs that speak to the American experience during the 1700s and 1800s through live demonstrations using visual and tactile aids and the spoken word. Visitors are able to empathize with the early Americans who were forced to serve the upper echelon of colonial America and the developing United States. Twice a month, I dress in antebellum period clothing and give voice to the ancestors that were in bondage on the Hampton estate. It is through Hampton's history that we learned that enslavement of any kind, whether temporary or permanent, was more about class than color during the developing years of this great nation.
More information about the Hampton National Historic Site can be found at nps.gov/HAMP. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.